Pakistan seems anxious to prove they're active and diligent in their fight against terrorists. This military officer told National Geographic he believes the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan is watertight.
There's the entry place from where people come into Pakistan and cross over to Afghanistan. You see along the border, we have created all those fence and barbed wire to prevent any illegal crossing into the country.
Is Pakistan a full partner in good faith to the United States? Kaide was the UN's special representative to Afghanistan.
Do I believe that Pakistan plays the role it should in promoting a political dialogue that is so necessary for ending the conflict in Afghanistan? No.
The uneasy partnership with Pakistan, a cautious bond born out of necessity, a friendship still in its infancy after decades of diplomacy. Is this the foundation of a larger structure or a house of cards? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 24th. And, you know, John, the increased cooperation for the Pakistani military may be a sign that Pakistan is already looking ahead also to the end of the Afghan war.
Well, there's always a return address problem in Pakistan. Do you deal with the civilian leadership or do you deal with the military? That's for sure.
True.
Let's look at the top morning headlines this morning. Now that health care reform is law, Republicans get their chance to rain on the Democrats' parade today. The Senate begins its reconciliation debate. Here's how it works. They'll debate for 20 hours, then hold rapid-fire votes on amendments. Republicans have two goals this week, to drop sections of the package and to offer amendments that prove impossible for Democrats to resist. If the reconciliation bill is changed in any way, it must return to the House for another vote. Meanwhile, many state attorneys general are pressing ahead with plans to sue to block the deal, but White House domestic policy chief Melody Barnes says...
In some ways, that's par for the course. You know, people litigated the Social Security Act. People litigated after we passed the Voting Rights Act.
Also today, the president will sign an executive order placing limits on the federal funding of abortion.
Pakistani jets pounded hideouts near the Afghan border this morning. Officials say at least 14 militants were killed. This comes hours ahead of today's high-level talks in Washington between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Pakistan's foreign minister. For details, we're joined now by Arif Rafiq. He writes the Pakistan Policy Blog. So, Arif, how significant are these policy talks that we're seeing going on in Washington and this new cooperation between the United States and the Pakistani military?
Well, the talks are very significant, and I think they come at a time in which Pakistan is engaged in a decisive shift in its policy towards Afghanistan. It's indicated that it's willing to push against the Afghan Taliban, engage moderates inside Afghanistan, and provide a context for a safe, honorable exit for the United States from that country.
Arif Rafiq, stay with us. We're going to talk with you more about this in just a moment.
Israeli officials have approved a plan this morning to build more Jewish homes in East Jerusalem. The announcement comes hours after President Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister met last night in an attempt to smooth over a dispute over settlements. A new strategy this morning between the U.S. and Mexico on the drug trade. During a meeting yesterday between several U.S. cabinet members and the Mexican president, they decided for the first time to shift away from a U.S. military assistance program. Instead, the more than $300 million plan will focus on strengthening Mexican border communities.
The school board in Raleigh, North Carolina, has voted to end the practice of busing students to achieve diversity. And a Supreme Court ruling yesterday makes it easier for those who can't repay their student loans to receive bankruptcy protection. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are down, though, right now. The Dow gets underway at 10,888. The S&P opens at 1,174 and the NASDAQ at 2,415. So later on this hour, we're going to talk to the Naked Chef, Jamie Oliver. He's going to talk about his new food revolution in America.
Hopefully he'll be clothed for that. We'll have a few surprises for Jamie Oliver. Also, look around your home. All the products made in China. Think of how many times you use Google in the course of a day. It's China or Google, not both, at least in terms of the dispute between the company and the nation of China. Here's a question for you this morning, and it's a darn good one. What would you be most willing to live without, Google or products from China? What's it like in your home? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Coming up, Pakistan and the U.S., cooperation or house of cards?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.